not passing it. The implications that we are looking.
IMSA, and they did a rate hike, and they adjusted. So I appreciate the thorough explanation. I hope that that is well conveyed. It's sometimes difficult. I know for our media, in the short amount of time on TV that's given to explain all that, or even in
testing.
That's me getting your back, Henry. Right? You're a good job. That said, and we discussed it today in committee, I am convinced that our community has lost faith in the leadership, the administration of IMSA as it stands today. There is no question about that. Whether that's a well-informed loss of faith or whether it's informed by the water cooler conversation at work, that is where the public is. Rate hikes are tough enough when it's just a matter of fact of life type of thing in our utilities, but it's really tough for people to swallow a rate hike when IMSA's name is attached for a number of reasons. I think we have to be respectful of that. I get the economics of the next couple of years and what this might mean potentially. But I am convinced that it sometimes takes a crisis moment, like this may be, for a city to reevaluate services that it offers in a way that it offers. And create opportunities for us to restore public trust where it has to. I think it was discussed today what the potential consequences may be of this action tonight should the council choose not to approve the rate hike. And while those are not pleasant option for us, I'm coming to the conclusion that it's also not a pleasant option to continue to validate and reinforce the actions of IMSA's leadership. And so they are in the middle of a lawsuit right now, an expensive one. They're asking the taxpayers, also the surrounding communities, to help support, and I understand the frustrating situation that is, and I hope that justice is served one way or the other there. But the reality is we just do not know how that's going to play out. So my inclination this evening would be to not do the request for the rate hike. So whatever the shorter-term consequences may be, I'm that it might be a reduction of service, but that it will be expenses shuffled around, and putting those expenses off for a year, then we will address it here. Or whoever our successors here may be, will address it down the line. I don't think we like to put things off on future councils, but I think this particular situation actually affords us the opportunity to see how things unfold. A lot can change in a year, and I would like to see what the year brings. So, members, they've got a difficult task before them. I think they've made all the right decisions. It was the right decision to defend the lawsuit. All of those things did very well. But as it comes to me, I'm representing the people's